G'day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Well, this chilly weather is certainly making me think a bit about Christmas. We've gotten through Thanksgiving and Halloween and the American Thanksgiving, and now it's time to look for that jolly old St. Nicholas or that type of thing. Always I wonder what kind of gifts should I get people, so I thought I might put together a rather long list of things that you might enjoy giving to the gardener in your life. Now, whether they're brand new gardeners or whether they've been at it for a lifetime, some of these ideas might just pique their interest. One thing they suggested was having a plant detective kit, more for fun than anything. But it's because every gardener needs a magnifying glass and a detective hat to solve the mystery of the disappearing tomatoes. Tongue-in-cheek, sort of. Or you could get them an inflatable garden gnome. Talking about tacky. But for when your real gnomes need a break, or just to confuse the neighbors. And another silly thing is a weed-whacking pair of slippers. You can turn the mundane task of weeding into a dance party with these stylish slippers that also serve as weed-whackers. Just be careful with those high kicks. For indoors, there's such things as mood-sensing watering cans. They change color based on your plant's moods and needs. A warning, however, be careful because when it might turn red when neglected and blue if overwatered. Or maybe a flamingo watering can, because nothing says, "I take my garden seriously," like a flamingo-shaped watering can. Or nearly anything stylish with a comfortable handle for pouring. Now outdoors I still use my mother's old watering can, and I really swear it weighs at least 5 pounds empty. Now a rechargeable plant mister for those arthritic hands. And you know, it's a great idea to mist your plants in between waterings. It also helps keep the humidity up in your home. And what's good for you and for your plants is also good for you. Well, there's all sorts of sassy garden signs that are sort of fun. You can label your plants with a touch of humor, such as "Time Flies," "Mint to Be," "Lettuce Romaine Calm." They can be metal, wood, or plastics, or you can make up your own and add that little touch of whimsy. Now, one thing I've just been looking into, and it's good for gardeners of all ages, are the sprout pencils. I thought these were a joke, but apparently they really exist. I looked on Amazon to find some, but I'm sure you can pick them up in many spots. Now, these pencils are proper writing pencils, but they do contain seeds at one end, so you can use them as a pencil or even a colored pencil in some cases. They're a smart eco-gift, and you can plant them whenever you wish to have them sprout out. Kind of a fun thing to do. One thing that gardeners really can use, and they often need it each year, is something of really nice, thick garden kneeler, something maybe 4 inches thick. You can get these with side handles to help you get up. You can get some to sit on, with or without wheels. And you even have some with a built-in spa that massages your knees and dispenses a scented mist while you work. Because every gardener deserves a spa day. Make gardening more comfortable with a kneeler that also functions as a seat and provides that relief for tired knees. Now, they're just sort of some silly little things you can get. But another conversation starter is maybe a vegetable peeler collection. You could peel your veggies with style using peelers shaped like rocket ships or animals or superheroes or any of the vegetables or bonuses in your garden. And bonus, they do make great conversation starters at the dinner prep time. Now for the gardener who's out in the hot sun, a garden gnome umbrella hat might be kind of fun. Helps them stay dry and fabulous with this gnome-inspired headgear. Perfect for those unexpected rain showers. And a self-watering planter with sass. "I watered your plants. You're welcome," says the planter. Certainly these can be used inside too. Now for the more loquacious gardener, you might have a gardener's dictionary for plant cursing. It's a cheeky guide to decoding the secret language of frustrated plants. But sometimes even plants need to vent. On a more serious note, there's things like personalized gardening tools. Now, being a Leo, I like Leo or my name on all sorts of garden things. You can get engraved trowels, pruners, or custom garden tool sets with your name on for a touch of personalization. They have comfortable handles, though, and that they're in bright colors so that you can find them when you put them down for just a minute and then lose them in all that summer greenery. Along that same line are indoor gardening tools. Now, I got a little bag full of these a few years ago, and you know, I thought I would never use them. There were tiny pruners, two sides, little tiny spades, and little tiny rakes for touching up your indoor plants. I really didn't think I'd ever use them, and I didn't for the first year. But you know, now I use them all the time, and I don't know how I ever managed without them. A seed organizer box is a good thing, and something that either the children could make, or you can buy some fancy ones, to help the gardeners in your life keep their seeds in order, and a stylish box that allows for easy sorting and labeling. And don't forget, labeling is one of the hardest things for us to remember, and the most important thing to do when we're saving seeds. Now, of course, there's always things like birdhouses or bird feeders. That brings more life into your garden, in the wintertime especially, with charming birdhouses or bird feeders hanging up. It brings life in, and it's good for the birds. The birdhouses can even be used for birds to sort of cuddle up in the really cold winter night. So these are just a few ideas that the gardener in your life might like. And I'll put some more in the next short. It's Nancy Thompson, Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great and snowy day. Bye-bye for now.